This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on its own, on a moment-to-moment basis, without doctors, without drugs, without pharmacists, without insurance companies, without Obamacare. It does it on its own, and while some folks may call that renewing, healing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health and nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Let us help you change your life today. Let us help you see how easy it is to reverse any health challenge you may be addressing, any health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with. Give us a shout at 855-660-4261, and we can help you. 855-660-4261. If you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your number. Likewise, if you have questions about the longevity products or about nutritional supplements in general, 855-660-4261 is our number. On The Bright Side, try to give a call early so we can squeeze in as many calls as possible at 855-660-4261. If you're interested in joining the Bright Side Ben team, we'd love to have you as a member. 866-735-2470 is the phone number for the Bright Side Ben team, Bright Side Ben phone team. Just tell them you want to join the team for a one-time $10 fee. You can start yourself a longevity business and earn some thank you checks and get your products at the wholesale price. You can also head over to brightsideben.com and click on the Join the Team link. You can, of course, purchase any of the products that you hear advertised or recommended on The Bright Side at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team and order through them at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you're interested in joining my friend and I, Dixie Sedgwick, and I on our Sunday phone calls, we do phone calls on various subjects every Sunday. We cover childhood obesity. Last Sunday, this Sunday, we're going to talk about the glucogel caps and glucosamine and the many benefits associated with using glucosamine. That's every Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. East Coast Time, and that would be 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. The dial-in number is 605-562-3140, 605-562-3140. Participant access code 444-973-POUND, 444-973-POUND. If you want to check out our videos, myself and Amanda Rideout do skin health videos, skincare videos once a week or so. We're covering acne, the seven different types of acne. If you're interested in being put on an email list to be notified when the new videos come out, please send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Yesterday we just did one. We cut a video on digestive acne. So we got the first three types of acne in the books, so to speak. That's androgenic male hormone acne, adrenal acne, and digestive acne. We'll be covering the four remaining types of acne and the seven different types of acne on our over the coming weeks. If you're interested in being notified when these videos come out, please send me an email, ben@ksco.com. All right. Thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. Bright Side philosophy is we're here every day helping clear up the confusion, the obfuscation that surrounds health, that not only surrounds health, but is promoted Obfuscation and confusion are promoted because it makes money. It's predatory. It's a predatory model that confuses us, that speaks in Latin. You ever wonder why your prescriptions are in Latin? What's that about? Would you think your doctor speaks Latin? No, he doesn't speak Latin. It's to confuse. It's to obfuscate. Priests throughout history have done this. Confused and obfuscated so that they can entrench themselves as authorities. We don't need any authorities when it comes to health. We're self-contained. The modern medical model is predatory, it's exploitative, and ultimately, at the end of the day, it really could care less about health and wellness as long as it's making money. That's the bottom line. It's a predatory capitalist model that's designed to make money, not designed for health. Health is just an epiphenomenon. It just happens to happen or not happen. But it doesn't really matter as long as it's making money. And we don't need to be interfacing with a medical model. That's the idea. That's why I call this program The Bright Side, because it's the good news that says that we can take care of our health ourselves. Health is easy. It requires no intervention with the medical model, save if you get hit by something. You know, obviously, there's emergency medicine, and there's a very important role for emergency medicine, and I'm not Pollyannish about that. I'm not even Pollyannish about the occasional use for medication. Sometimes you need medicine. Rarely. But occasionally you do. But for the most part, medicine does nothing but complicate. It creates complications and an added burden on an already messed up body. If you're sick, you've already got a sick body. Is medication occasionally necessary? Perhaps. Antibiotics, pain pills, occasionally emergency medicine if you've been messing up your body for years. Occasionally you may need some kind of emergency medicine if you have a biochemical crisis of some kind. But medicine is never curative. It doesn't cure. That's not its role. It's to reduce symptoms. Maybe have antibiotics if you want to consider that a cure. But aside from that, medicine's role is to reduce symptoms, or perhaps better stated, to hide symptoms, to mask symptoms, which are, at the end of the day, are nothing but our friends. They're telling us that we got something wrong. Do you really want to mask a symptom if it's communicating a message that something is wrong with the body? The vast majority of what we call chronic degenerative disease, chronic as in it's occurring over and over and over again, degenerative as it's not healing, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. The bulk of chronic degenerative disease creates a load on an already messed up body. Chronic degenerative disease is about burden. It's about stress. It's about load on a body that's just burdened from years and decades of abuse. And medicine just makes it worse. This is so important because it means that we're powerful beyond what we're being told. We can control our health via our lifestyle choices, via nutritional supplementation, and via reduction of the stress response. And we've been talking about minerals. We've been talking about zinc specifically and the absorption of zinc. Zinc is one of the most important of the anti-stress vitamins. Zinc is one of the most important of the immune-boosting vitamins. Zinc is a building vitamin. And zinc deficiencies are very common. There's hundreds of chemical reactions in the body that depend on zinc. If you're deficient in zinc, you can't help but be sick. And I would venture to say almost everybody who's not supplementing with zinc is going to be deficient. Something as simple as zinc supplementation can reverse skin diseases, eczema, acne. In fact, acne can be caused by zinc deficiency. Take zinc out of the diet of a laboratory animal and you're going to get some skin diseases. Zinc is a growth element. Zinc is hard to absorb from foods. There's something called phytic acid that some of you guys have heard about, or phytates, that lock up zinc. Phytic acid and phytates are elements that are found in the growth components of plants, specifically seeds, grains, legumes, beans, soybeans are loaded with phytic acid and phytates. Phytic acid and phytates, in addition to locking up zinc, can lock up iron, can lock up calcium, can lock up possibly even magnesium and other minerals. By locking up these minerals, they make them unavailable for human processing. That means that you can't get your zinc necessarily from grains and seeds, even though grains and seeds are good sources of zinc. And what's worse, the phytic acid and the phytates in these grains and legumes, they can tie up other minerals that are in other foods. Phytic acid and phytates are actually storage forms of an element called phosphorus. Phytic acid is a type of phosphorus. It's a locked up phosphorus. Phosphorus, as we've talked about in the past on The Bright Side, it's an electrical element. It's a high energy element. Electrical and high energy. It's called the light bearer. Phosphorus means light carrying. Phosphor, light, four for carrying. Phosphorus is the light carrier, the light bearer, so called because of its ability to trap and channel light energy. It's used as a light emitter in consumer products and computers and watches and specialty electronic inks. It's a component of fireworks and matches for this very same reason. Hang tight. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. And Pharmacist Ben, 855-660-4261 is our number on the Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here, friends. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You can also check out benfuchsarchives.com. And I also want to encourage you to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with news stories as well as blog posts. Thank you to my webmaster, Robert Lundgren, who does such a fine job at pharmacistben.com. Okay, we're talking phytic acid and phytates and phosphorus. phosphorus, the light bearer, is actually, or phytic acid, I should say, is actually a storage form of phosphorus, the light bearer. Phosphorus is found in consumer products that emit light, watches, and remember those old-time watches they used to have that had a little, the glow-in-the-dark phenomena. It's all based on phosphorus. Specialty electronic inks have phosphorus in them. Smoke bombs, explosives. Phosphorus was used in World War I as part of chemical warfare. Phosphorus is part of pesticides because of its ability to interfere with electrical energy in insects and pests. And along with potassium and nitrogen, phosphorus is a critical element for the growth of plants. Phytates, phytic acid, can be thought of as a trapped form of phosphorus. Seeds will trap phosphorus to maintain their dormancy, to keep them asleep. Seeds are supposed to be asleep, and one of the ways they maintain their sleepiness, if you will, is by trapping phosphorus. The technical name for phytic acid is inositol hexaphosphate, as in hexa, meaning six, and phosphate, meaning phosphorus. There's six elements of phosphorus that's attached to an element called inositol, which is a type of vitamin. So IP6, or phytic acid, if you will, whatever you want to call it, IP6, inositol, hexaphosphate, phytic acid, or phytates, are basically locked up forms of phosphorus. They're an element of inositol with six elements of phosphorus tied together, and this keeps the plant's energy in a potential state, in a possibility state, rather than in an actual state. There's two kinds of energy. You got potential energy or stored energy, and then you have active energy or dynamic energy. Those are the two main types of energy. When a plant is growing, or when anything's growing, or when anything's moving, its energy is in a movement state, a dynamic state. I guess they call it kinetic energy. As opposed to when it's locked up, tied up, that's called potential energy. So you got potential energy and you got kinetic energy. A seed's energy is in the potential state, and phytic acid is one of the ways that a seed maintains its energy in this sleepy potential state. This anti-growth property, this anti-movement property, anti-dynamic property of seeds is what keeps them asleep. It keeps them dormant until water comes into the picture. And this is one reason why sprouting seeds and sprouting grains and sprouting beans can have such important nutritional benefits. You're actually freeing up the energy. You're turning that energy, which is in a stored potential state, into an explosive kinetic state, into a dynamic state. And you can also mitigate some of the mineral binding effects of these phytic acid, of these phytates and phytic acid, by using water. So sprouting seeds and sprouting grains not only releases the energy, but it also diminishes the phytic acid and phytate's ability to lock up zinc and lock up calcium and lock up magnesium and iron and other growth minerals. This is just another reason why sprouting can be so good for you. Other vegetables like garlic and onions particularly can help reduce phytic acid's ability to bind minerals. If you like the flavor of onions and garlic, most people like onions at least, it's probably a good idea to use a little bit of onion juice, or grind up some onions, or chop up some onions or garlic when you're cooking grains or cooking beans or cooking any veggies for that matter, which can have phytic acid in them or phytates. This is especially important if you're a vegetarian or a vegan and you're eating lots of grains or you're eating lots of beans. Another important strategy for freeing up phytic acid or making phytic acid less tenacious when it comes to binding minerals is fermentation. Bacteria have an ability to process phytic acid and process phytates and then release the minerals, release the phosphorus, and also release or reduce the phytic acid's ability to tie up minerals. And this is a reason why fermenting grains, another reason why fermentation is so helpful, fermenting grains and seeds with good bacteria. And it's also a reason why using probiotic supplements, using the Biolumin Nightly Essence from Youngevity, using the Jordan Rubin Probiotic Enriched Cheese, using the Swera V, and using the Amasai, and eating fermented foods in general can be an important part of nutritional health. This is just another reason why you want to interact with fermented foods. You'll help break up the phytic acid or reduce the phytic acid's ability to lock up minerals. And, by the way, this is one of the reasons why dysbiosis or messed up gut bacteria can be so problematic. If you don't have enough gut bacteria, the wrong kinds of gut bacteria, you may not be able to free up the minerals from the phytic acid if you're eating lots of grains or eating lots of veggies or eating lots of beans or seeds. And by the way, this anti-growth property that phytic acid has is not necessarily a bad thing. This ability that phytic acid has to tie up growth minerals like zinc and iron and calcium may have actually some anti-cancer benefits. In fact, there are folks who believe that phytic acid, or IP6 as it's called, inositol hexaphosphate, may have chemotherapy benefits, chemotherapy-like benefits, medicinal properties that in the same way that they can keep normal cells from growing and dividing, they may be able to keep cancer cells from growing and dividing. And as far as zinc goes, which is what we're talking about here, and we'll probably be talking about for the next day or two. By the way, tomorrow we're going to have a really interesting guest on. Dr. Andrew Harley is going to be talking about zinc depletion and mineral depletion out of the soils. He's a PhD geologist, and he's got an expertise in soil depletion. He's part of Longevity, and he's a good friend. I've been trying to get him on the air now for a while. He's going to be on tomorrow, and we'll be talking about zinc depletion from the soils. Phytic acid also has a role to play when it comes to zinc deficiencies. In addition to zinc depletion from the soils, eating lots of grains and beans and seeds can be a reason why many of us are zinc deficient. Phytic acid plays a significant role in tying up zinc like it ties up other minerals. And this is especially important, as I said, for vegans and vegetarians. Zinc is a growth element. It's a building element. It's a skin element. It's a genetic element. And this is why seeds are great zinc sources, by the way, but it's also why seeds may keep you from making that zinc that's in the seeds available. Eggs and dairy are also good sources of zinc. Again, eggs and dairies are growth foods. All your growth elements, growth foods, are going to be sources of zinc. Eggs and dairy, if you're getting your zinc from eggs and dairy, you don't have to worry about phytates and phytic acid. Same with meats. Organ meats in particular are good sources of zinc, and you're not going to have to worry about phytic acid. Phytic acid is found in seeds because seeds are growth elements, but you can get your zinc from eggs and dairy and organ meats and not have to worry about the phytates. Zinc is a major player in genetics. In fact, zinc is somewhat quintessential when it comes to the story of epigenetics. Epigenetics is the science of how nutritional elements affect our genes, and zinc is like a poster child for epigenetics. A little chunk of zinc actually hangs on to the gene. It's called a zinc finger. And genes have an extension of amino acids, and at the top of that extension you have a little piece of zinc. That's called a zinc finger, and it's responsible for keeping the genome, the genetics, healthy and strong. Zinc fingers, this long string of amino acids with a zinc cap, if you will, on the gene, keeps the DNA folded in just the right shape. Zinc is a major player in the development of the embryo and the fetus. It's involved in protein metabolism and the integrity of fetal DNA. In this way, zinc is a major player in the health of cells and cell division and growth, cell growth in the developing fetus or the developing embryo. This is an example of something Doc Wallace has been talking about for decades, the idea that there's no genetic diseases, but rather nutritional deficiency diseases that affect the health and integrity of the genetics. If mom is deficient in zinc, the chances are really good that the infant or the fetal genome is going to be there's going to be problems in the fetal genome as well, which can show up as so-called genetic defects.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. Tomorrow we'll continue talking zinc, and we'll talk about how zinc is related to those all-important signaling molecules, because that's what we're really talking about here is signaling molecules. That is chemicals that help cells do what they're supposed to do. Of course, nutrition and nutritional supplements are key players in how these signaling molecules work, and zinc is a classic example of a nutritional element that plays a role in the efficacy, the efficiency of the effectiveness of signaling molecules, specifically prostaglandins, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. There's also another very important nutrient that I don't know if we'll get to tomorrow, but we'll certainly be covering in the next few days a very, very important element when it comes to prostaglandin health. I should say very important vitamin when it comes to prostaglandin health, and we'll talk about that in the coming days as we continue talking signaling molecules and arginine and amino acids on the bright side. Okay, our number today is 855-660-4261. If you've got a health challenge that you need help with, let us help you out. It's so important to understand that there's a difference between health challenges and health issues and the cause of health challenges and health issues. We're led to believe that our the symptoms of our problems, the signs of our problems, are the same thing as our problems. And this lack of understanding of the distinction between real problems, or I should say causes of problems, and the appearance of problems. The appearance of problems is not the cause of problems. How the problems appear is not how the is not where the causes lie. The causes are underneath the appearance. And this lack of understanding between the symptom and the cause is really, it's the reason why medical people and unfortunately why alternative practitioners will foolishly and futilely attempt to address health by dealing with symptoms, by focusing on symptoms, completely missing the opportunity to make real changes in the health of the body. And even worse, to confuse us and obfuscate, create a situation where we don't know what the heck to do. Listen, guys, the cause of all diseases, all physiologic diseases from a physical perspective, are simple. They're not confusing. They're not difficult. And for the most part, they have nothing to do with your symptoms. Or I shouldn't say nothing to do with your symptoms, but they're not the causes of your symptoms. There's only three real reasons why the body breaks down, or four, if you will. I call it SSTI. And you've heard me talk about it a million times. Starvation, suffocation, toxification leading to inflammation. I don't care if you've got an ingrown toenail or you've got acne or you've got atherosclerosis. If it's a chronic issue, if it's something that's not getting better and happening, it's occurring over and over and over again, and it's getting worse and worse and worse, all you got is SSTI. And please, don't confuse your symptoms for the causes. You got to address the cause, and the symptom will take care of itself. Address the starvation by using nutritional supplementation and food strategies, and working on digestive health and making sure you're absorbing nutrients. Work on the suffocation element by making sure you're practicing your deep breathing techniques and moving your body around, making sure you're working on the toxicity aspect by not putting the toxins in the body, patching up a leaky gut, and making sure that you're improving detoxification through deep breathing or exhalation, making sure you're having regular bowel movements. These are ways that we can detoxify, improving lymphatic circulation by exercising, moving your body, getting on a trampoline. All of this will lead to reduced inflammation, which will lead to reduced starvation, suffocation, and toxification, and you guaranteed are going to feel better. And if you do it long enough, you're going to get better. First, you're going to feel better, and then you're going to get better, guaranteed. Let us show you how we can do this, how you can do this, how we can do it together by giving us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let us show you how easy good health can be. All right, Mel in Austin, what's going on? Welcome to the Bright Side. Mel in Austin.
Hey,
Mel.
Can you hear me?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Ben, I'm calling on behalf of a 23-year-old named Kelly, a woman who suffered a traumatic brain injury due to a car hitting her. She was in a coma for 7 weeks.
Oh,
she's emerged from it about 2 weeks ago. She's now in a neurological rehab unit here in Austin.
Okay.
And basically her presenting symptoms are she's had some infrequent seizures that lasted 60 seconds, and the right side of her body is the impaired side as far as paralysis. And here's the bottom line. She's on a belly feeding tube, and she can't, they did a swallow test. She can swallow. So at this point, what would you recommend for high-quality nutrition?
Lots. First of all, the specifics of how her body is breaking down are not as important as the fact that it is breaking down. And this is not a degenerative condition, not yet anyway. It's more of a traumatic condition. But the healing protocols are still going to be the same. She's got to pound the nutrients in, first of all, in liquid form. They say she's being fed through a belly tube, right?
Yes.
Okay, can they get, you're gonna, you know, when you're on a belly tube, you're in the hospital owns you. So you can't really do things unless you have the hospital's permission when you're in a condition like this. That having been said, if they're willing, any kind of nutrients that you can put inside that belly tube are going to be helpful. Specifically electrical nutrients, that is the B vitamins, and electrolytes. The B vitamins are especially important for growth and repair. And because of their water solubility, they're urinated out, so you can run deficient in these things very quickly if you're not replacing them. So using the B vitamins are important, and all electrolytes, potassium, calcium, sodium, magnesium, all of these are going to be important if you can get those in the belly tube. Vitamin C, excuse me, vitamin C is unspeakably important for growth and repair, and again, it's water soluble, so it's going to be flushed out every time she goes to the bathroom or urinates. Anytime anybody goes to the bathroom or urinates, you're losing your vitamin C and B complex and electrolytes, so it's important to keep those, to keep replacing those. Protein is also very, very important for rebuilding and growth and repair. Making sure she's getting enough protein and amino acids is going to be important, especially the building amino acids like arginine. It's probably the most important of the building amino acids. So many more things to do. Minerals are also important. Again, you'll have to get the hospital to permit minerals in the feeding tube. Zinc, as we've been talking about for the last couple of days, is very important. Magnesium is very important. Calcium, obviously, is very important. Selenium can be helpful. MSM sulfur can be helpful. These are all growth and repair kinds of nutrients. And then essential fatty acids are also going to be important, and also fatty vitamins like vitamins A and vitamins E. Vitamin D is also important. They're all important, really. I don't know how you're going to get them in the belly tube, though, is the problem, Mel.
What about tangy tangerine in the belly tube?
That'd be great if they'll let you. I don't know if they'll let you, though.
Or work.
If you can do that, that would be a great thing to do. Pretty much anything you could do to provide nutritional support through that belly tube is going to be beneficial. Once she gets off the belly tube, you're going to have to do a lot of work with the digestive system. There's probably going to be some dysbiosis or messed up gut bacteria when she gets off the belly tube and when she recovers. But in the meantime, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, vitamin A, and Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and essential fatty acids, they're all super duper important. Pretty much every single thing you could do with a body that's with someone who's that compromised is going to be helpful. And you're just going to have to work with the hospital. Unfortunately, like I say, they own her body, and you're going to have to get their permission to do anything.
Hey, I need to ask you two more questions.
Sure, ma'am.
What about using phosphatidylserine or glycerophosphocholine?
You know, those are they're not fundamental. They're great, but they're not fundamental. They're certainly not like the Mighty 90. I don't want to say they're bad, but they're not like the Mighty 90. Phosphatidylserine and phosphatidylcholine, these are lecithin type molecules, and they're very, very important for neural development and healing the brain. Incredibly important. Just give her some lecithin. These specialty nutrients like phosphatidylserine and I think you said phosphatidylcholine. Or glycerolcholine. These are all less high-tech, souped-up versions of components that are found in lecithin, and they're very, very important. I'm not diminishing their importance, but you get the same thing out of lecithin. Hang tight, Mel. We'll finish up when we come back, okay? Don't go away. If you're on hold, we'll get to you when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Just listening to that commercial about fluoride. Did you know zinc is one of the best ways, using zinc supplements are one of the best ways to protect yourself from fluoride? It's actually zinc will complex with fluoride. Using 50 milligrams of zinc, if you're interested in protecting yourself from fluoride, using 50 milligrams of zinc could be a good strategy. Okay, 855-660-4261 is our number. We're talking to Mel in Texas. Yeah, Mel, phosphatidylserine, and I think you said, what was the other one you said, glycerol? Glycerol phosphocholine. Yeah, those are souped-up versions of components that are found in lecithin. And yes, indeed, they're very important for brain health, for memory, for learning, in the sense that these are elements that are found in nerve cells in the myelin, in the outside part of nerve cells. But she's got bigger fish to fry. She really wants to do something, or you really want to do something for her, don't waste your money, in my opinion anyway, don't waste your money on phosphatidylserine or glycerol phosphocholine. Get her some lecithin, which contains all that stuff.
Well, what about the Mighty 90 and then supplementing more bees and
yeah, that's what I would be doing, absolutely. And yeah, the Mighty 90 and then higher amounts of the water-soluble nutrients, which, as I say, are flushed out and typically not replaced, and they're very, very important. The B vitamins are crazily important for the brain. I mean, it's hard to even express how fundamentally important the B vitamins are for the brain. B for brain, just think of it that way, in addition to B for building, but B for brain, they're your brain vitamins. And the quintessential brain vitamins. Yes, I'm sorry,
okay,
go ahead.
So I know what to do now, and at least this first blush step.
Yeah, stay in touch. Let me know how she's doing.
I will.
Thank you, Mel. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Jerry in Texas has been holding on forever. What's up, Jerry? How you doing?
Hey, Ben. I'm trying to understand what causes endometriosis.
Osis. All you got to know is osis. Osis.
Okay.
Yes. You got a endometrial lining that's growing out of control. That's basically what you got. Endometrial lining is the lining on in the female reproductive system in the uterus that shed every month that lining overgrows. Whenever you have overgrowing tissue, you want to think about two things. I'm talking polyps, I'm talking cysts, I'm talking fibroids, I'm talking endometriosis. Whenever you have overgrowing tissue, you want to think about insulin, and you want to think about estrogen. Those are the two major things to think about. Now, insulin is super easy to address. Excessive insulin production, you simply got to eat less insulin-spiking foods. Insulin is, for the most part, a food hormone. And if you have insulin problems, and millions, no, hundreds of millions of people have insulin problems. Can you imagine this? 150 million people have insulin problems. They tell you 100, it's probably 150 million. That's one out of two or one out of three Americans have insulin problems, and it's strictly an eating issue. So number one, for endometriosis, which is a excessive growth of the lining of the endometrium, you want to think of, number one, insulin control. That means controlling blood sugar, which it means controlling the kinds of foods you eat. That means staying away from bread and pasta and potatoes and fruit juice and desserts and all the foods we talk about that you want to minimize. I don't mean zero tolerance necessarily, but at least reducing your intake of these kinds of foods. And then using nutrients that help your insulin work better. The Sweeties from Youngevity, one of Dr. Wallach's most brilliant creations, chromium and vanadium together. Chromium and vanadium have tremendous, tremendous abilities to help stabilize insulin and improve the processing of sugar. Same with the B vitamins, especially thiamine and niacin. In fact, niacin and chromium go hand in hand. They work together in something called the GTF, which stands for glucose tolerance factor, and that is a chemical in the body or a component in the body that helps the body process glucose. The glucose tolerance factor is composed largely of chromium and niacin. So making sure you're getting enough chromium, vanadium, and the Sweetie is making sure you're getting enough niacin and thiamine, vitamin B1 and vitamin B3. Very important for sugar control. You'll get those in the Sweeties. Anybody on endometriosis, in my opinion, IMO, my opinion, would be crazy not to be using both the Sweeties and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine on a regular basis. A couple other things here for blood sugar control and for insulin control. Magnesium, very, very important for helping control sugar. Zinc, as we've spoke about, is also important for insulin, using 50 milligrams of zinc a day. In addition to the Beyond OsteoFX, which will get you some magnesium. Taurine is also important for sugar control. Arginine is also important for sugar control. These are all in the name of or in the interest of reducing endometriosis symptoms. Then there's the estrogen connection. Using pregnenolone capsules or tablets, 100 milligrams a day is a great way to balance out estrogen. You can use progesterone cream as another great strategy for balancing out estrogen. If you're using the Longevity products, you might want to try the Woman's FX product. There's an herb called Dong Quai, D-O-N-G-Q-U-A-I, another herb called Vitex, V-I-T-E-X. Both of those can help stabilize excess estrogen. And remember, it's insulin and it's estrogen that you want to think about with endometriosis. They kind of go hand in hand there. Essential fatty acids, crazy important for all estrogenic issues. Using the ultimate EFAs. In fact, if you have endometriosis, you probably want to double your EFAs instead of 9 a day. I'd be taking 18 a day of the essential fatty acids, 6 of the ultimate EFA plus especially. You might also want to throw in a little extra GLA, which is in the EFA plus. But you might want to get a little extra GLA, which can help balance out excessive amounts of estrogen. Other nutrients that have some anti-estrogenic properties, vitamin E and vitamin A, can also help. About 20,000 international units of vitamin A and another maybe 400 international units of vitamin E. Make sure you're getting some sun also. That can have a nice estrogen balancing effect also. And staying away from phyto or plant-based estrogens may be beneficial for you. Soy can be especially problematic for folks who have endometriosis. So focus on estrogen, focus on insulin. As far as insulin goes, use food choice, improve your food choices. Staying away from insulin-spiking foods. Use nutrients that help you process sugar or insulin-boosting nutrients like chromium and vanadium and the B-complex. And then balancing out your estrogen by using progesterone cream and pregnenolone, vitamin A, vitamin E, and perhaps also magnesium. Don't forget the zinc, 50 milligrams a day. That's got all kinds of multiple benefits. Zinc also has a prostaglandin-supporting benefits, and there's also a role for prostaglandins in all inflammatory issues, including endometriosis. Long story short is nobody has to have endometriosis, and you certainly, certainly, certainly don't need to have a surgical procedure to yank out your organs, which is what happens a lot of the times when folks have endometriosis and doctors can't figure it out. They'll just take out the whole darn uterus. And you know, never should have that done unless you have cancer. Does that help you, Jerry?
Yes, just one quick question.
Sure.
And maybe I know your answer, but if you were trying to get pregnant,
yes,
would you take a surgery that cut out endometriosis?
Absolutely. I would never, ever let a doctor touch me with a knife unless I had cancer. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? You know what? I wouldn't even go to a doctor. I don't even know the last time. I went to a doctor a couple of years ago. I had to have a life insurance policy for my business. That was the only time, and I hope I never have to even walk into a doctor's office. No, I would never let a doctor touch me with a knife, ever, under any circumstances except for cancer. Or, of course, if you have mechanical injury or mechanical trauma, but not for endometriosis, which is a degenerative chemical issue, a biochemical issue. Okay?
Thank you for your thoughts.
Thank you. God bless, buddy. Okay, Ron in Texas, what's up? How you doing?
I'm sorry, who'd you call?
I talk to you. What's going on, Ron?
Hey. Hey, Ben. How you doing?
I'm well. What's going on, Ron?
I guess Texas is in the house today, huh?
Yeah, we got a lot of Texans here. I think I got a couple more from Texas coming up. What's going on?
Cool. Well, I'm calling about my wife. She has been diagnosed about 5 years ago with Graves' disease, and that's just one of her many health conditions that's going on. So I say they nuked her thyroid with the radioactive iodine.
Yeah, smart. Not a good idea. Is she better?
Right. As far as having to take Synthroid for the rest of her life.
All right. Well, we got about a minute here. Let me tell you how to handle Graves' disease simply and easily. First of all, remember, we're trying to simplify this whole health process, okay? Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease. Autoimmune, the key word in autoimmune is immune. That means your defense system is going crazy. If you have a defensive problem, you by definition have an offensive problem. Does that make sense? If you have a defensive disorder, you have an offensive problem. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a defensive disorder. So the only question to ask with all autoimmune diseases is, what is the offending agent? Now, the offending agent isn't getting sprinkled on your wife's head from the sky, right? It's not being shot at her by little elves that live in the woods. That's what they used to tell you disease was caused about, right? What could be a possible offending agent? Is she an IV drug user? Probably not. Is she working in a coal mine and breathing in toxic hydrocarbons from the coal mine? Probably not. So more than likely, the immune offending agent that's triggering the immune reaction is coming in from food. And given the fact that 80% of the immune system is located in the digestive tract, pretty much by definition, if you have an autoimmune disease or any immune disease, you got a food disease. This is such good news because it means all you got to do is figure out what the heck's going on in the digestive tract. What's going on in the what kind of absorption problem or what kind of food problem she has. Link her issues to problem foods. I guarantee you with 100% certitude, I'm telling you this, 100% she's got some food problems. Get on the Biolumin Nightly Essence. Get on digestive enzymes. I don't know what the heck that noise is, but I'm going to cut you off here. Ron, I'm sorry. Focus on food. Use digestive enzymes. Use the Biolumin Nightly Essence. Do a food diary and eliminate foods. All autoimmune diseases, that's true for, including Graves' disease. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for listening, friends. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about zinc and prostaglandins as well. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.